It's very necessary for our community, especially the Black community. Even though University, Maryland General, and other hospitals are in the direct vicinity of our center, I have found in the 3 years that I've been here that healthcare is a low priority to some of our residents. I brought the health fair to try to make them more aware of what's available to them.
The health fair that we're attending today, is this open only to residents, or are you also opening
it's
this
open
community?
To the community?
Open to the community.
Yes.
How many people do you expect here today?
We're expecting at least 150, 200.
Do you find that sometimes it gets too crowded, that there's, if you don't have to turn people away, or there's a wait for services?
That, I think the primary problem is finances. With the cuts in the healthcare system. Are you speaking of today or generally?
Let's today first and then generally.
Okay. Today we have not had to turn anyone away, and I hope that we will not have to because of space.
Okay.
Generally, I think finances play a big role in our community. We have some people who are Section 8 recipients. We have brought through the Maryland Food Bank the SNAP program, mm-hmm. which registers low-income families for food stamps. They didn't even know they were aware of these benefits.
You might have heard the report last week from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin, where they ranked all of the cities and counties across the country. Baltimore City, at least in terms of Maryland, is the unhealthiest jurisdiction in the state. First, your reaction to that. Secondly, how do events like this address the problem?
I heard the report last week, and it's being a former healthcare provider, I agree with it totally. AIDS is rampant in the city. We are in a low-income neighborhood primarily. It basically gets back to finances, and I think that I'm trying to rally our seniors now to go to Washington and plead along with everyone else for additional funds.
Is it also a question of access? Access to care?
It is. We only have one van at the Druid Heights Community Center, and that van is used for a multiplicity of programs. Seniors are pretty low on the priority list again.
I gotcha. And you find with the seniors, do they want the help, or do some say, hey, I've lived a long enough life, I don't necessarily, you know, I got along fine without having to go to the doctor?
They definitely want the help. We have had the nursing students from the University of Maryland with us, and the residents have been most receptive. They've had blood pressure checks once a week. They've had diabetes screening. They've had nutritional education. We have a nutritionist who comes in once a month to help the residents cook in a more economic and low-fat method. So I'm trying to bring as much to the center as I can to keep this community center healthy.